New Hampshire is in the midst of an outbreak of hepatitis A. Since November, 142 people have been diagnosed with hepatitis A in the state, and one person has died. In an average year in New Hampshire, just 7 people get the virus. NHPR's Jason Moon reports from Nashua, where public health officials say a proactive approach is keeping the outbreak from getting much worse.
A row of refrigerators and freezers hum in the basement of the Nashua Public Health Department. Signs taped to the doors warn to never unplug them because inside they're full of vaccines for the flu, chickenpox, meningitis. Lately, more and more of the space inside the freezers has been devoted to vaccines for hepatitis A.
Because of the hepatitis A outbreak, we're adding hepatitis to all of our outreaches. So we're trying to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
That's Sasha Potska, a public health nurse with the city of Nashua. She says they began stockpiling the vaccines months ago as they watched a wave of hepatitis A cases spreading across the country toward New Hampshire.
We begin tonight with a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
Right, San Diego is facing the largest hepatitis A outbreak.
Ohio Department of Health is declaring a statewide outbreak.
That wave, which dates back to at least 2017, has killed 194 people and has hospitalized more than 11,000. It reached New Hampshire last November. Hepatitis A is a liver virus that's transmitted when someone ingests fecal matter from someone who is infected, usually in tiny, undetectable amounts. Symptoms include fever, nausea, diarrhea, and yellowing of the eyes. It's generally less severe than hepatitis C, but it can be serious. Unlike in previous outbreaks of Hep A in the U.S., this one has not been traced to a single contaminated food source. Instead, the virus has been spreading through interpersonal contact, largely among people experiencing homelessness and/or using drugs. Potska says that's created its own kind of public health challenge.
Sometimes it's hard to find those people or to get them to trust you enough to accept. You know, a lot of them say, no, I don't want anything. I don't want a vaccine.
That's why Potska is here in the basement. She's transferring a batch of hepatitis A vaccines into a cooler so they can go on the road. To protect the people most at risk during this outbreak, the Nashua Health Department has decided to take the vaccines directly to them. Potska and her coworker, Luis Porres, load the cooler into the city's public health mobile outreach van. Then they drive to a nearby city park. When they arrive, they put out a sign advertising free vaccines and STD tests. And then they wait. When I ask why they chose this spot, Porres points to a wooded area about 100 yards back from the road.
If you go in the back, right there in the back sometimes, believe it or not, it's an ideal place for, you know, a person that is choosing to be probably alone and do whatever they need to do.
Porres has worked with the Nashua Health Department for 13 years as a community outreach worker. He knows the spots around Nashua where drug users and the city's homeless population are likely to be found. And he's not afraid of meeting them there to provide the public health services that might save their lives. That approach seems to be saving Nashua from the worst of this Hep A outbreak. So far, they've administered more than 360 Hep A vaccines, and despite being in a county with 65 confirmed cases of Hep A, Nashua has seen only 5.
If you know the people, it would make life easier on all of us.
That work isn't going unnoticed by the people most at risk. Omira Jimenez is homeless, living in some woods not far from the Nashua Public Library. She says that's where the city public health workers found her.
They came down, we were down the trail, and they were talking about it. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Hep A. And they told me about it, so I came up and they gave me the shot. Then they reminded me that I had to go back 6 months and get the second one.
Since getting vaccinated, Jimenez and her friend Sydney DeHate, who is also homeless, have been spreading the word about the outbreak, even passing out pamphlets at the soup kitchen and the local homeless shelter.
You guys, I have to say, you guys seem to know a lot about it. You seem like well-versed in Hep A versus Hep C and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
When you live on the street and you... You're at the bottom, you got to watch everything. You got as much knowledge as you can get on certain things because you want to protect yourself.
The state health department is recommending hepatitis A vaccines for anyone who's using recreational drugs, who is experiencing homelessness, or who's recently been incarcerated, as well as men who have sex with other men. Vaccines are available for little or no cost at community health centers across the state. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.